Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Doing fine.
Good. We'll go right to our poem this week. Stents are usually thrombogenic. They're thrombogenic because they're generally made of stainless steel or cobalt chrome alloys, most of which predispose to thrombosis. So early studies utilizing some of the older stents showed that thrombosis occurred in about a fifth of all cases. When it developed, these stent thromboses occurs in the first week after deployment in the vast majority of cases. That's with the metal stents, what they call the bare metal stents, and a little bit longer, maybe within the first month or so, with the drug-eluting stents. So we've evolved to continuous use, usually of dual antiplatelet therapy for a year, maybe even longer, with drug-eluting stents. That's the current recommendation. After the placement of stents, patients are often placed on two drugs, one of them aspirin and the second clopidogrel. But how long should we treat patients after a stent treatment? Again, one of those questions. The drug companies probably want us to treat them longer. Patients want to take the medicines as little as they can. So where is the science in this area? This week, Mark, you found an article published in Circulation that asks the clinical question, is 24 months of clopidogrel more effective than 6 months after stent placement? Mark, what did the authors find?
Yeah, it's, you know, I see in around here, quite often patients are left on Plavix. So they've had their stent, it's 6 months out, now it's 12, 24, 36 months, and they're still taking the Plavix or dual antiplatelet therapy with Plavix plus aspirin. And the guidelines recommend, you know, 6 to 12 months, depending on which guideline and clearly which stent. And so, you know, I've always wondered about that, and this was a nice study that looked at 24 versus 6 months. So they took 2,000 patients, and they first randomized them to get one of four different stents, everolimus eluting, paclitaxel eluting, zotarolimus eluting, or bare metal. And then, so that was one part of the study that they didn't really report here. But then they randomized all of those patients again to get either 6 months or 24 months of dual antiplatelet therapy plus Plavix. So patients were followed for up to 2 years. The six-month patients, after the dual therapy was up, they continued, obviously, on low-dose aspirin. That's a lifetime thing after a stent placement. And the primary outcome was the composite of dying, non-fatal MI, and stroke. And that was a pretty typical group. They were about 68 years on average. A quarter had diabetes. Most just had a single lesion stented. And the groups were similar at the beginning of the study. And all that's good. So it was a well-designed study. Those who got the bare metal stent were allowed to stop the drug after 1 month based on their current guidelines. And there was no difference at the end of this 24-month study in all-cause mortality, cardiovascular mortality, MI, stroke, or the composite. They did see more bleeding in the group that got the Plavix or the combination therapy for 24 months. So the harm obviously continues as long as you're taking this dual therapy, and there's more bleeding with that than with aspirin alone, but there was no benefit to continuing the dual therapy beyond 6 months.
Mark, do you know when they talk about more bleeding, are they talking about significant bleeds, you know, intracranial bleeds, GI bleeds, or are they talking about bruising and minor things?
In terms of bleeding, it was not only minor bleeding, but also more significant type of life-threatening bleeding that was more common. I mean, it was fairly rare in all of the groups, but it was still significantly more common in those getting the dual therapy.
Great. So it sounds like this is one of those educational efforts where we needed to educate our patients about how long they should be taking the medicine and also work with our specialist colleagues, in this case cardiologists, to make sure that they're familiar with the literature and that the benefits and the harms are known to them.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, a belief among cardiologists that, Plavix, the dual therapy, has benefit, and they often aren't directly involved with caring for the harms, particularly the GI bleeds and things like that. So they may tend to overestimate the benefit and underestimate the harms. And so, hopefully this will, it was published in Circulation, so hopefully it'll get to the cardiology community as well. And we can see that as a quality measure perhaps as well.
Excellent. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.